This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, Bill Baby Tao Schmidt alongside Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. There we go. Let's get some positive news in here. The Milwaukee Bucks, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, right? Isn't that awesome? Let's just forget about all these weird injuries that keep happening to the Brewers, and now we got to have Devin Williams come up and pitch.
All right, so what do you got on
and
Devin
Zach
Williams?
Zach Davies is down. Devin Williams is a really interesting case, guys. Is Devin Williams has undergone Tommy John surgery. He was a former first-round pick or second-round pick at the Milwaukee Brewers, and when he started out, it was expected that he was going to be one of the biggest starting pitchers that the Brewers were going to be able to bring up, right? Mm-hmm. He was supposed to be the first of the new wave, and the Brewers are going to have starting pitchers that are homegrown, and no, Devin Williams just never really was able to do it as a starter, and then goes and has his Tommy John surgery during the 2017 year, and they've switched him to the bullpen, and he's been dynamite in the bullpen ever since. But the interesting thing, Steve, is so this year down at Biloxi in Double A, Devin Williams 7-2 with a 2.36 earned run average in 36 appearances. They brought him up to Triple A about a week and a half ago. He's pitched in three games, hasn't given up a run, and quickly he's brought right up to give you innings, when to me, he's not on the 40-man. It just seems like a weird time to bring him in, but they've now done this twice in the last week where they're going to award you for what you've done in the minor leagues. They did it for Trent Grisham, who had 26 bombs in the minors across AA and AAA, respectively.
And hit one yesterday for the big league team.
And now Devin Williams, he's balled out all year. They're going to give him a chance at the major league level. It's just, it's not who I was expecting. If you were going to do that, I thought it would be Trey Supach, but cool. I guess let's go with Devin Williams and see what he can do.
But now somebody's got to come off the 40, man.
Yeah, somebody's going to have to get cut. They did it with Jacob Barnes to bring up Trent Grisham a couple of days ago. It could be my man Jay Jackson, sadly, as I don't want to see that. It could also be your boy Taylor Williams or Aaron Wilkerson. Oh, goodness. I'm so sad that we're going to have to say goodbye to Aaron Wilkerson.
Didn't Robert Murray have Aaron Wilkerson?
That he was being optioned down.
But not cut.
But he also did have that it was going to be Taylor Williams
right.
being brought up.
Well, I don't really care about any of those players that you just said if they get cut. That's fine.
I would second that.
Don't really care. I mean, I care for their families and themselves personally.
Right. See, that's,
I'm sure
now,
it all turns
now you
out.
Become Steve with a heart. I like that.
Isn't that nice?
That's only because you're
hey,
going to
last.
That
long.
Is like the nicest thing I've ever heard him say.
It's not going to last long. Just let him speak.
Because, well, it's because Gary and Leroy are here. If this was you and me, I never would have said that. But I knew they were going to beat me to the punch and call me heartless, so I figured I'd stop that before
boy.
It happens.
That's my boy.
I've been with them long enough now, baby Tosh. I know what's coming before it happens, but most of the time. This is where I'm at. As a fan, I'm excited that it's Devin Williams. There's not much else I'm excited about with this team currently, other than watching Castanheira play and Yelich. But outside of that, there's not much else that gets me excited. Right. So Devin Williams comes up. All right, let's see what the kid what he has. Hopefully he doesn't get killed. Hopefully he pitches well.
Right.
Great. Trey Supach, he's been pitching really well at Double A and Triple A. Now he had another good outing his last time out. Bring him up. Put him in the rotation. Let's see. Look, if we're going to start looking at the future now with some of these young kids and seeing what you have, fine with me. Got 2 months. Let's do it to it. Let's see what we have. We know some of these guys just aren't made for this team and going forward. Will not be on this team going forward. So start cleaning house here a little bit, seeing what these young guys have for the last couple of months. I'm totally supportive of it. David Stearns tomorrow on the Bill Michaels Show. At 11:30, make sure to tune in for that.
Yeah,
he'll have more of all of this. Yeah, the Bucks GM John Horst at 10:30 tomorrow on Bill Michaels' show, live from the State Fair. But I mean, For me, this gets me excited because the other two that originally were reported, Taylor Williams, that did nothing for me. Leroy likes him. Did nothing for me. And the kid they got from the Rays, okay, I'll watch and see what he looks like. That's fine. Another younger player. So I'm okay with that. But not really. I'm getting closer to the point of I want to see what these younger players have more than anything else.
David, he also wanted the three young guys in the rotation, too.
He did. Yeah. And did you hear what his boy Corbin Burns did yesterday down at AAA?
Come on, man.
Six runs in two innings. But
is that allegedly?
Well, no, that's straight up.
He's struggling.
He is, and that might
be
one of those.
Good stuff, man. Something ain't right.
You need an offseason, is what it seems like. You might need an offseason. Sometimes you need an off day, sometimes you need an offseason.
No, he does.
I think the cool part about Devin Williams is, guys, it is, and I'm excited to hear what David Stearns adds to this tomorrow, because, Gary, you and I have talked at length with David Stearns. Mm-hmm. And
at length.
For what he wants to build an organization that's going to develop their young players and then give them opportunities at the big league level to earn their stripes. Devin Williams, the only dude in the minor leagues for the Brewers that was added to the Futures game this year. So if you're going to be an all-star, give him a chance up here at the big league level.
Here's what they did. They gave you hope for game. The Brewers did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot like the Packers model, which we were talking about. Hey, if you're going to be bad, 500. And if you're going to be bad, still keep your fans interested. How many they've gotten through the conference this year? How many people come through Miller Park this year?
Oh.
2 million?
Yeah, over 2 million. They're pacing about 2.8 million this year.
See? I mean, you're still you're still making money.
Mm-hmm.
Your club is still relevant almost all the way to the end here. So there is still some excitement. And on top of that, you made a move at the end. The moves may not have been what most fans wanted them to be, but you still made a move at the end and not really gave up a whole heck of a lot. I mean, Jesus, you traded, but you were loaded over at first base, depending on what you were going to do. You had three guys, right?
Had to maybe do something. Four.
You had to do something. So that was okay. And then maybe you didn't like Dubon, him being gone, but we don't know if Dubon's going to turn out to be Burnsy or what. I mean, so when you start looking at what they've been able to do, the Milwaukee Brewers, I think they've been able to stay relevant. I still think what we're seeing right now is what we thought we were going to see, like, you know, maybe 2-3 years ago, is that there right now you're starting to see some of these young guys come through all of a sudden, but you still remain relevant. And I think the young guys that are coming through right now, I think it's good because you still get an opportunity to win, and these guys get some good seasoning.
You get the opportunity to also try to get big league hitters out, which I thought was important for them to move Corbin Burns into the bullpen last year, Sparky, because he just flamed out this year. There's really not much else you can say about it this year. But there's a difference between getting guys out of AAA, there's a difference between getting guys out across the minors, and getting them out when there's 35,000 people watching you at a game. Right. And when you can bring in young players in still the heat of a pennant race, still a major spotlight that you're going to be on here the next month and a half, you got young players that are going to have the opportunity to play against big league hitters in a pennant race. And this is just another example of them trying to do it while competing and rebuilding, and it was Tim Allen's moniker for however long we knew that this rebuild or retooling was going to take.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing when you start talking about rebuilding or retooling. You're in a window with Christian Yelich right now.
Sure.
That's part of it. Packers are in a window with Aaron Rodgers. Bucks are in a window with Giannis, right? When you have a superstar player like all three of these teams do. I still can't believe I'm allowed to witness this. But when you have a superstar with all three of these teams, you have a window to be in because you don't know how long Yelich will be on this baseball team. You don't know how long Giannis will be in the Bucks or Rodgers with the Packers. And then the health of all three come into play too. How many years will they be able to be healthy and really contribute to you at a high level? So at some point, you have to start thinking about, okay, if this isn't going to be our year, let's do all we can to get ready for next year. And guess what? You didn't really get that opportunity last year because you were competing, trying to win a World Series. This year, you got to the trade deadline. One of two things happened. Either A, you figured, you know what? We're not good enough this year. I'm not dealing a bunch of guys. Or B, nobody wanted the guys you were offering up, and that's why you couldn't get a bigger move done that you were trying to maybe do. And now, all of a sudden, because of a bad road trip, and that's what happened, you had a bad series in Oakland, were horrible in Chicago, And you can't keep people from getting hurt, the latest being Zach Davies today to the IL. Now you get forced into bringing up a Devin Williams or bringing up, how do you say that guy's name? Faria? Is that how you say it?
Jake Faria.
Faria from Tampa Bay. So who you got in the trade for Aguilar? So now both those two young guys come up and get thrust into the spotlight and now have to pitch. And hopefully they pitch well enough to keep you in this thing because, look, you get swept by the Pirates here and all of a sudden you're 6-7 games out of first place by the time we get to Thursday. It's a wrap, folks.
Yeah. It is.
At that point. I'm not in the dunk club right now, but,
no, but
you get
I
to
will
6-7 games out
you're
by
done.
Middle of August. It's probably about
yeah.
a wrap.
Yeah.
Wouldn't
yeah,
you agree?
That's about it.
Yeah.
That's going to be about all you can do at that point. Craig Counsell says Wednesday will be a bullpen day as they try to line up the rest of this 9-game, 9-day road trip that has really taken a full beating on this starting rotation and a full beating on the team as well. Zach Davies down to the IL.
You better win today and tomorrow then.
They need to badly.
Because if you're in a situation where you got to go bullpen day, you don't want to be on a nice long losing streak heading into bullpen day on Wednesday. That you want to avoid that. You want to win today, tomorrow, and then Wednesday. Calm. Okay, fine. We lose. At least we got this series.
You know what that sounds like to me? Yeah. That sounds like they're actually going to play this game today. Like, if they're planning on a bullpen game on Wednesday, they're going
to
do anything they can to play today. Mm-hmm. And only some small hail and a severe thunderstorm warning in the Pittsburgh area right now as we look out here on the Fan weather deck. It's nasty because the Brewers are playing in Pittsburgh. You know it's going to be gross.
Always is.
I don't exactly know what else to say about this at this point, but they've now had three starting pitchers go on the disabled list or the injured list in the last week
just
and a half.
Bad luck, man.
But, like, and the crazy thing is, Gary, none of them are the big injury, right?
No,
none of these
have
been.
They're nagging injuries of what you can't play with. I mean, and just it's going to shut you down. And they're almost like 30-dayers.
Yeah, about a month.
Yeah.
About a month.
At a bad time. Don't have 30 days right
no.
now.
No. Zach Davies goes to the IL today. We're waiting for the full report on the corresponding roster move, but it's back spasms going to the IL for Zach Davies. Aaron Wilkerson has been optioned to AAA. Relievers Jake Faria and Devin Williams, 2013 second-round pick for the Crew and All-Star, a member of the Futures game this year, is going to be up on the big league level. Devin Williams not on the 40-man. They will have a corresponding move today.
Looking at the updated forecast for Pittsburgh for tonight for you, that's what I'm doing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Thunderstorms in the 5 o'clock hour, thunderstorms in the 6 o'clock hour. But then there's that window that Baby Tosh was talking about from 7 until 10 p.m., partly sunny, partly cloudy, before more thunderstorms roll in the 10 o'clock hour. So they have a three-hour window from when the game is supposed to start to when the game is supposed to end.
There we go.
To get this bad boy in. So you should be good. Temperatures dropping, real feeling the 90s right now. Yeah. Be all the way down to the 70s before this game is all set.
So it's going to take about a half hour for you to get the field ready. Then they'll let the starting pitchers go out and warm up after they get the field ready, about 45-minute delay there. So you'll get right into about the seventh inning, right before they get the next rain delay. Awesome. Great. Can't wait.
You need to be more positive. Your outlook on weather should be more positive like it is on this Brewers baseball team.
Can't believe this. My positivity is starting to wane thin. That's for sure.
By the way,
thin.
Just got back from Vegas. Did you see any grasshoppers?
I did not. Not one.
Did you ask about it when you were there? Did you ask anybody? Like, hey, dude, my guy.
Not
going to
lie. 1,000% forgot about it once I got
did
on the
you?
Plane.
Did you?
Didn't see him.
Everybody was bringing up, oh, my goodness, I can't believe that. Are we going to see any grasshoppers?
Were they saying it on the plane?
Yeah, everybody
oh, so,
was.
Okay,
yeah.
so
everybody,
I wasn't the only one.
No, you weren't the only one. People were talking about it left and right. I was like, I don't know.
And so you didn't see any?
No.
We went to a grudge.
None at the roulette table, which I was very happy
with. Well, you're inside the whole time then.
Yeah, I barely saw something.
So there you go.
I was at a graduation party this weekend. And I was talking to the grandma of the graduate. Well, actually, be great grandma, I guess, of the graduate.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Vegas, and she was in town for a couple of weeks, and she was telling me how bad it was out there. She said it was horrible. They were everywhere, mm-hmm. like they've never seen it before, because kind of the wet weather. But she hasn't been there in a couple of weeks, so I didn't know if they were gone yet or not.
No, but it was amazing, and the 110 degree heat did not do what I thought it would to me. It just like it felt like the sweat would just evaporate and it was gone. It was amazing.
Really?
It was amazing. I actually dig 110 degree
did
weather.
Did you dig it. Going with your girl and her mom? Did you dig that part of it?
I did. It was a different. Yeah. It was definitely different.
Yeah, how was
it?
That?
It was a different experience. Dang. It was a different way to do Vegas because I didn't wake up hungover each morning.
Right.
Can I ask a question? Maybe you can answer if you don't want to.
For sure. What's up?
All three of you guys stay in a room together? Or?
Two rooms.
You did two rooms?
Two rooms, yeah.
Okay.
Two,
so you by yourself rooms. And then her with her mom?
Yeah. You say yes.
Yes. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. That's a Packer report from our own Mike Clemens. J.J. Watt talking about how cool it was to be able to ride the bikes. Well, J.J., whoops, you weren't able to ride the bike because you broke the thing. Did you see that video? J.J. Yeah. Watt just sits down on the kid's bike, all excited. He wanted to pick it, make sure the Texans were able to ride bikes, and there goes that. Broke it.
But he did say he'll replace it, and I believe he will.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I think he might buy the kid like 15 bikes if you know J.J. Watt. Yep. He'll put something up on his GoFundMe page. Can we get this kid a new bike? Kid will have a Harley by the time this thing's over.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Big scuffle today up at Packer practice. Texan safety Lonnie Johnson Jr., as you heard Mike talk about right there, laying out Packer rookie Jay Sternberger. Both rookies. They're both, it's rookie on rookie crime, but a big scuffle breaks out. Fights ensue. Matt LaFleur doesn't like that. Says that's not what they want to be about. And thank goodness, Sparky, we asked, and we've finally been given it. Video today of the Packers fight with the Houston Texans. You can go check that out at 105.7 FM, the Fan's Twitter page. And we'll hear from Brian Gutekunst coming up here momentarily. He'll also outline of what you're trying to do here in these preseason games. Not to get anyone hurt is the goal. And the Milwaukee Brewers, there's no real way that you can say why this happens or how it happens, but can we figure out how to not have starting pitchers go down? Now, three in the last week and a half. Zach Davies hits the IL today with back spasms.
Zach Davies was supposed to be a part of this rotation. Chacin was supposed to be a part of this rotation. Woodruff was supposed to be a part of this rotation. You hope Jimmy Nelson would be. Corbin Burns was supposed to be a part of this rotation. All five are currently not playing Major League Baseball. Got a couple in rehab trying to get themselves back up to the Major League level. Three others not even at that point yet.
Let's start the rebuild.
I don't know what to tell you other than keep bringing young guys up. Trey Supach should be the next one now that they brought up Devin Williams. And just keep rolling through them. If you don't perform well, see ya. Be done with it. Who are you guys? You said Aaron Wilkerson could be gone. Jay Jackson is another one, right?
Yeah, Jay Jackson could be done.
So both of them can be done. Call up Trey Supach.
Birch Smith, I can only imagine, should probably be gone.
See ya.
But now somebody tweeted this in, and I can't see a world where this happens, but the ineffectiveness has gotten to a point where it's quite staggering. Somebody tweeted in and asked if it could be Jeremy Jeffress.
That would have to. That should have been a trade. There's no way you should just let him go.
That's a no, right?
No.
To the starting rotation?
No. I'm saying let him go to make room here.
No.
You got too much pedigree. You got an all-star last year.
Each of his last five appearances.
Right. No. We should have traded him.
At the deadline here.
Right.
If that's what you were going to do.
Zach Davies told Tom Hargecourt that his back locked up on him in the start on Friday in Chicago through a bullpen yesterday and still felt it. So the Brewers wanted to go ahead and IL him here. He expects it to not be a long stay, but Devin Williams being one of the reasons, one of the beneficiaries of Zach Davies going on to the IL. Devin Williams, 2013 second round pick for the Crew and participant in this year's Futures game down in the Minor League All-Star Game, the only member of the Brewers organization to get that honor this year. Devin Williams down at San Antonio has pitched three games in his AAA career, 3 2/3 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks. Devin Williams switching to the bullpen after a lengthy stay as a starter until 2016. 2018 made a few different starts, did not have a productive year last year as a starter. They decided to move him into the bullpen this year, and he's been dynamite. His stay down at Biloxi at the AA level, 31 appearances and only given up 14 earned runs. That's a 2.36 earned run average. That qualifies you to get a bump up here, and they've now done it with three different guys, Keston Hira, Devin Williams, and Trent Grisham, who will find himself in the leadoff spot today. You can hear the full lineups and more for the game that might start at like 9:30. Who knows, because they're playing out in Pittsburgh. But Stevie, at 5:30, we'll have the on-deck show here on The Fan.
Oh,
Tarp is still out.
Can't wait to talk to Tim Allen.
And hail is still falling.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to Tim Allen. Because he's going to snap, folks. I mean, if anybody
he's
that...
He's going to snap,
he's going to snap. Now, I don't know if it'll be on the on-deck show or if it'll be on his post-game show or if it'll be on Chuck and Winkler or Bill Michaels or this show.
That's
but actually,
to be.
He's going
to
snap. He's getting close.
This was as close...
He's getting close.
This is the absolute worst-case scenario as a Brewer fan where I'm sitting. This is rock... Oh, I want to swear right now. This is rock, fill in the middle word... Bottom.
Do it, buddy. Do it.
You can
do
hear
it.
His hands just hitting.
He was so done.
Yep.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. Baby Shane and Blind postgame show tonight. Whenever they get off the... Whenever we get on the air, whenever this Brewer game ends, we will have the postgame show for you here on The Fan, as we do each and every game. We'll have Brian Gutekunst coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Don't forget tomorrow, set your alarms, 10:35 on the Bill Michaels Show. John Horst, Bucks general manager, joins Bill, and David Stearns comes up at 11:35 on 105.7 FM. The Fan. We'll hear from Brian Gutekunst next. Ryan Wood with an update in Green Bay in about 15 minutes from right now. We're back well before that. And first, with these words, see Sparky Pfeiffer and Wendy's.
Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Nobody does bacon like Wendy's, and they're celebrating their delicious meat candy at Bacon Fest. Check this out. Nobody sells more bacon cheeseburgers than Wendy's because nobody does bacon like Wendy's. They're turning up the sizzle with new items like the Bacon Jalapeno Cheeseburger, serving up hot and crispy deals like the Bacon Double Stack and the $5 Biggie Bag, plus tens of other bacon favorites. It's a bacon lover's dream come true, only at Wendy's.
Look, things happen. Personally speaking, I'm going to stand up for my teammates, regardless of if you're offense, defense, special teams. If you punk one of my players, I'm going to be right there behind you, backing you up. It doesn't matter who you are, and it doesn't matter when it happens. So if they want to play like that and they want to take side shots, which we were told wasn't going to happen, you know what? Then you keep seeing some of your players out there getting laid out in the middle of the field like they laid 87 out. After that, it was just a wrap.
Billy Turner today after practice. It's a wrap. It's done.
It's a wrap.
If you lay out one of Billy Turner's guys, you're going to pay the piper, yeah. Right? That's the old saying.
Oh, yeah, you got to. That's just the way it is. I mean, Leroy may not do it, but we know he's still with us.
Oh, for sure.
He's just a pretty boy.
You know
we
that.
Just call
you know
him
that.
Pretty boy. But I mean, if he got deep now, Roy be out there.
So now what I hear
from Duval County, because y'all know these jokes from Duval County.
Duval County need to calm down.
Yeah, that's why I was Duval surprised. Come out of him now. It's in there.
That's why I was surprised when he said, no, man, I haven't gotten any plans. Come on, man.
Well,
Duval
County, initially,
I know what you're up to.
Initially, Billy, he's a lover, not a fighter.
True. I mean, I'm not thinking about winning games.
I get it. But if it came down to it, Duval County would come out. Now, I don't know if you might want to Google Duval County and see how bad they is.
America, don't do
something
that.
Different. Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Like Baltimore now.
See, now what I would think of Leroy is then, if he doesn't want to be in there, what he'll do is he'll walk over to you after, give you the water bottle, and then laugh kind of at you.
No, I ain't doing that either.
Laugh with the fight.
Not doing that
I ain't gonna
either.
Laugh.
What are you doing, man?
Not doing that
I'm just over there telling jokes to grown folks. Like, look how tired they're gonna be. They gotta line back up.
Jokers do be tired after they fight, though.
Always.
They do. Sweating, because y'all hyped up.
I threw up after one
of them. Yeah, man, you all hyped up. But I don't think I've ever fought, though. I've never fought in prep, but a lot of my team, but you know, I've run out there.
Okay, say they have fought. Some footage of you taking a guy's helmet off, throwing it, looking all tough guy.
That.
The next play, another guy pancakes you. Why didn't you use that aggression?
It's always alignment, and it's always the go for bad guy in secondary. See, but they don't make guys like that no more.
Like when I played in secondary,
because you can't play like that no more.
No,
but it's always a go for bad guy in secondary. That's the head hunter that would do that. Well, the NFL's got rid of all those guys like that now. You don't get those guys anymore.
Cost you $50,000
every week. That's what it is. It just takes right out of your paycheck. That's for sure.
But I hope the fans are enjoying a real game experience,
right.
Having the different jerseys out there.
Well, you know, we were talking about the letdown earlier. We talked about what's the thing they had all the people come to?
Family night.
Family night.
Not family night, the one before that.
Shareholders
meeting. Not a lot of people there. Family night, you're off by 6,000, 7,000, 8,000. But when I went to practice, packed.
Yeah, can't get a seat.
I bet you this is packed.
I would agree with that for sure.
Because of J.J. Watt, I mean.
They're riding your bikes, so there are probably twice as many bikes as normal there.
Good PR. I'm sure
breaking your bike, too.
And the Packer tours, bias, are up. They're doing 110 tours a day. Think about that.
And if you guys want to hear Leroy Butler talk about Packer tours even more.
A day.
Tune in to Spectrum News 1. He talks about it there, too.
I mean, think about that.
Does he talk about pick and save on there, too?
No, he missed pick and save.
Today. Missed it today. Interesting.
How long are these tours?
Like 3 minutes?
No.
How in the world
come on,
you get figured out time wise? How do you cram 110 tours in a day?
Boss.
How many is that an hour?
Hey,
and you're not open for 24 hours.
They're keeping it moving, man.
So they got to be like 3 minute tours. Machine.
When this 30 goes in, like 30 people, you're getting like processed. Just going to do this. The other 30 waiting.
And they all have like different meeting areas too.
But not only.
And he would know more. Cause,
but, well, not only group gets an alumni. No, that's a different tour. They got regular groups going through. Some of them had like 22 people. Maybe had like 17. You just sign up and
Leroy's
they go.
LaRoy's got 115.
No, like Antonio Freeman did one the other day. And it was full. It's like 40 people.
You have company to do 13 or 14 tours an hour in order to get 110.
Oh, if it was me, it would be 200 an hour. If you got people signing up.
If you mess around and do 200 an hour, we're losing Leroy on this show because he ain't coming back.
Hey,
he
might be close.
No, he's not coming back, that's for sure.
Hey, man, I love it. I love it.
He done be the move everybody to Green Bay. He ain't coming back.
No other franchise can say they're doing that. And, I mean, we even got this virtual tour.
We've been got.
That you can go on.
Steve
I'm working
got some
on.
More news over there.
No, I don't.
We're going to need like, so what? If they start doing like 200, we're going to get like Johnny Jolly to come in here and do the show with us? Nick Barnett?
No. Well, Nick, I like Nick.
I think Nick Barnett would
Nick
be good.
Would do it with
Nick
would
Nick be Collins fun. Would be a phenomenal.
Nick Collins would, but Nick Barnett, will, you just never know.
You just dump button
Nick
that
Barnett,
I have?
You'd have to do him like
love.
Trav.
Yes,
right, yes,
yeah.
That's for sure. Yeah, Nick Barnett, yeah. You'd have to do
but yeah. It's going to be very good radio.
Oh, man, that would be fun. No doubt. Why don't you go make some more tours, man? I'm kidding. Let's not do that. We want to keep you right here. Brian Gutekunst today. He would be lying, and I think he'd be lying to everybody if he said that he didn't expect one of these little scuffles to break out. But starts off his presser earlier today about just what are you expecting and what are the benefits for your team going in and facing another team in training camp before you go up there for a preseason game. That's Brian Gutekunst, Packers general manager, discussing where the team is at this moment, and what did he expect to see, and what are they going to see with the Houston Texans in town for some joint practices. First time the Packers have done joint practices in almost 15 years. Matt LaFleur hitting the ground running. Bill O'Brien's Houston Texans will also be at Lambeau Field on Thursday. Green and Gold postgame show with Gary Ellerson and Bill Michaels makes its debut for the 2019 season Thursday night after Packers and Texans. Can you believe it's already here?
No, I can't. I really can't. And I think Bill and I are truly excited to get back together and team up and do this thing. And, you know, you guys hear Bill's very emotional sometimes. Has a lot of passion for the Green Bay Packers. He's been doing it for a long, long time. And, of course, everybody know I'm the former Packer guy. I bring that little spin to it. And our show's been going for a long time. We've been doing it. And so we're excited to get back at it. No, I can't believe it's here already. But I'm happy that it is. It's really my best time of the year.
It's
Packer
here.
Season.
It's
yeah,
finally
that,
here.
That, of course, we're going to do a Badger postgame show, but now my Badger's getting started, too. So I want to see what that quarterback situation is going to look like in Green Bay. More importantly, maybe we get into this a little bit tomorrow, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Kumerow may be the number two receiver.
Okay. Man, I ain't taking that bait. Steve, you take the bait.
We were supposed to do it today. We didn't get to it.
We'll see if,
we got to get to Ryan Wood.
We'll see if Ryan Wood will take the bait next week. It's Big Show on the Fan.
I'm not answering your questions, bro. That's a crazy question. It's like where you're so negative with me. I just don't get it. I'm not answering that. Keep going. It's crazy.
That was Jimmy Graham earlier today after practice being asked if he thought he was surprised that he wasn't cut by the Green Bay Packers in camp. He says, no, I'm not that worried about it. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it's Ryan Wood. Woody, that conversation seemed like it was a little bit out of place, but did not get the answer necessarily that they were looking for.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair question. I think a big question back to the spring with that $5 million roster bonus was whether or not the Packers would pay that. So, I mean, it's definitely it's worth asking Jimmy Graham if he thought that too. I think all of us were, but no, he did not answer it. You know, he did say he seemed very aware of the perception of him, and it's specifically his age and speed at this point in his career. And he seemed like he's a one-time All-Pro type talent who's got a major chip on his shoulder to, in his words, shut people up. Now he's got to go out and do that. But if you're wondering where his head is at, and it was great that Jimmy Graham for the first time in months decided to speak to the media today. If you're wondering where his head is at, he has that chip on his shoulder. I think that's very clear.
Yeah, he doesn't talk to the media very much, does he?
He doesn't. That's the thing, I guess, that's followed from Seattle to New Orleans. I'm not sure officially why. I'm not sure if some of that's fallout over whether, you know, back when he was in with the Saints, whether he was a tight end or a receiver, if anything happened from that. I don't know.
So, my question, is he doing just the bare minimum then? Because they have to make him available to the media.
No, he's doing less than the bare minimum by far. It's not even close.
So then how does he get reprimanded for that?
Well, last year.
I mean, what's the rules?
But last year, he was warned by the league that if he didn't do more, that there'd be a, I think it's a $10,000 fine. It's nothing from an NFL player salary standpoint. But, you know, guys don't want to have any money taken away from him. So that did spur him to be more available last year. But it's now been a long time since that's happened. But, hey, he spoke today, and it was appreciated because I think that it was a way for – fans to get to know more about a pretty prominent player getting paid a lot of money by their team, and he did pull back that curtain some.
Is he getting outplayed by Robert Tonyan to this point?
Yeah, you know, I won't say that from a standpoint of Robert Tonyan has to do it in the games. On the practice field, is Robert Tonyan making more plays than Jimmy Graham? Yes, there's no question. Does that matter? Who knows? I mean, it's the practice field, and you got to carry that into the games. It's the whole thing with Robert Tonyan. I don't think there's any question that Robert Tonyan is not only not going to get cut. I mean, he's making this team. He's going to play. He's going to be a part of this offense. There's zero question about that right now in the trajectory he's on. It's going to be interesting to see. I just don't know if he's going to do it in games. That's what we're kind of waiting for at this point.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. When you look at that middle of training camp to play each other on a practice field, not a game, this is usually what happens, that fists are going to start flying.
Yeah, no, and, you know, the play in question was a cheap shot. There's no question about it. It was flagged by the officials that were there. Lonnie Johnson Jr., the Packers, or the Texans' second-round pick, cornerback from this spring. When you get this type of an environment, you get two teams, the intensity increases. All it takes is for one young, eager to impress player who doesn't know any better to light the match, and that's kind of what happened today. I was interested that not a single Packer said that they were surprised that there was a fight. Maybe I'm just naive. I've never covered a joint practice before. I know that around the league these things happen, but I kind of thought that, you know, with a head coach here in Green Bay, especially a zero tolerance policy against fighting, that it would be pretty clean. Clearly, I was wrong, but it was in unison. The entire Packers offense came to his defense, and as they should.
Yeah, I want to get to the more so the injuries, you know, the Kevin Kings and stuff like that, because if you're thinking about an absolute honor would be for any defensive back to go to DeAndre Hopkins and cover him. I mean, that's a top five wide receiver that can gauge where you are in this league. And you would think that would be his opportunity, but he's going to miss some time now.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't look at I didn't watch the defense today. I watched the offense. I would imagine Jaire Alexander got those reps instead. But you're absolutely right that, you know, we've talked about it. When Kevin King's right, I think he's the most talented corner that they got. I mean, he's got that size, the speed, the technique, the leverage with the long arms, the swag. He's got everything you want from that position except the health. So, yeah, he's missing key time. He's not the only one either. I mean, Josh Jackson.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good
and
point.
And to me, of all the injuries, that the Packers came into camp with, that's the most concerning, because he's a second-year corner. He needs the reps, you know. Now, you got, you know, Aaron Jones. That's got to be concerning. Kevin Keene's concerning. I'm talking the injuries they entered camp with. The fact that Josh Jackson still isn't practicing, this is a really important time in a player's development. To be missing these reps is not good.
Yeah, and that we were talking about the running back situation with Aaron Jones and Jamal and these guys. A lot of the fans were tweeting. They didn't recognize who was the running backs. They didn't know the numbers. They didn't know who it were. You know, should they get alarmed by Aaron Jones and Jamal not being out there? Or it's soft tissue injury. They have to just be patient.
I don't think this injury is alarming specifically, especially not with Jamal Williams. I think the alarming thing is the grand picture with Aaron Jones is, can he stay healthy? I mean, he's in the same situation, almost the same guy as Kevin King on the other side of the ball. I mean, two guys, Aaron Jones and Kevin King, they play 16 games. You're talking about a fringe Pro Bowl talent, that type of talent,
mm-hmm.
if they can play 16 games.
Agreed.
The question is, will either of them ever be able to play 16 games? And that's a fair question. So is Aaron Jones' hamstring injury now concerning? No, I mean, they're going to give him and Kevin King all the rest that they can,
right,
because you cannot re-injure it. So they're not going to be back for a while. That doesn't mean that this injury is bad. That's what you do with soft tissue injuries, so that you don't re-tear the injury. But long-term, can they stay healthy? Can Aaron Jones stay healthy? It's a big question mark, and that part is very concerning.
What about Rashawn Gary? A lot of talk about him and Za'Darius Smith and the relationship they have, and I saw you tweeting earlier about his athleticism that he has, but until you see it in the game, you're maybe not overly convinced yet?
Well, I think you got to see it in the game, for sure. But you want rare athleticism, and immediately after the draft, you know, I did a story on Rashawn Gary, just kind of getting to know him a little bit, and every single coach I talked to from high school to college just raved about his athleticism. I mean, it said that they've never seen a guy that big move like that, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear that, and you're kind of like, well, okay. You know, I mean, you used to see coaches raving about someone's athleticism. That's how you get to the NFL. But in this case, I mean, yeah, his athleticism, it's Peppers-esque. I mean, it really is. I have no idea if he's ever going to be the type of football player Julius Peppers was. But from a big guy moving like a safety standpoint, it's the only other guy that I've seen up close that can even compare. So that's a really great place to be starting from. Now he's got to translate that into production. That's the big thing for him. But he's got the athleticism to have a really good foundation.
Let me ask you this: we're probably going to get into this tomorrow, so we may play this back. So think about this answer hard and strong. What are the chances that Jake Kumerow end up being the number two receiver if he keeps doing what he did on Family Night?
I just don't see it. You know, I think Jerron Lyleson is in a place where if he stays healthy, he's going to be the number two. He's going to have a pretty good year.
Who is?
I think he would have been the number two last year if he stayed healthy. He didn't, but I think he would have had that type of year last year.
Who's going to be number two? I'm sorry.
Jerron
Lyleson. Well, where does Scantling then figure into that?
Right now he's three, but I don't think that's a locked sign deal. I mean, Equanimeous St. Brown, maybe Jake Kumerow. I think the number three spot is more open than number two right now.
So who the number three spot is between then what three receivers?
Well, right now Marquez Valdes-Scantling is the leader for that position. He has been all camp. He's gotten the most first team reps there. Equanimeous St. Brown, then Jake Kumerow. And you can't completely rule out, I don't think Trevor Davis is number three, but I think he's going to get some snaps. I mean, he's had a really good camp too. Honestly, I think Trevor Davis had every bit the camp or every bit the Family Night that Jake Kumerow had. I mean, he was phenomenal.
Agreed.
So I'd put both those guys up there, but right now Marquez Valdes-Scantling is the leader for number three. And that number three receiver position, just so you can picture it kind of on the field, that's not the slot position. That's actually the second perimeter spot across Davante Adams, because Jerron Lyleson as the two receiver has been in the slot almost exclusively.
Who else is in the slot with Jerron then?
They move around.
So Devontae's doing slot too as well, right?
Yeah, the one guy that you can say is a slot receiver at this point is Jaramel Allison. I mean, Equanimee St. Brown's been in there. Trevor Davis has been in there. But a lot of the bunch formations that they do, you see Trevor mm-hmm. Davis close to bunched in tight quite a bit. So they've rotated that around on the twos, but on the ones, it's been Jaramel Allison.
Has Deshaun Kizer gotten worse?
This guy.
Well, he hasn't gotten better.
All right, then. This guy. There you go.
This guy here, man.
I mean, if he ain't improving, what are you doing?
It's getting worse.
That's why I told him when he wrote that out.
If you can't consistently be accurate throwing the football as a quarterback in this league, you can't make it in this league. I mean, that's just where the rubber meets the
road. He put that article out to – he said that he's a Super Bowl MVP quarterback. I don't know what he was saying. He really didn't. He said some article. He said he doesn't look at himself as a backup. He look at himself as a MVP type quarterback or something. And I'm like, you don't need to go that
he
far.
Look at himself making accurate throws because he hasn't, and that's not good.
No, he's clearly the number two right now. Boyle is three, and Wilkins is fourth.
He has been. I mean, I think this. I've said it before. We've talked about this before. I think this backup quarterback spot is a huge question mark. You've got a quarterback here in Aaron Rodgers who he's great when he's healthy, but he's not getting any younger. Durability is a question. Last couple of years he's had injuries. Even if he just gets injured for a week or two and not a season-long type deal, do they have someone that can come in and win a game if they had to for a week? Right now the answer is no. I mean, they haven't shown that yet. So Brian Gutekunst has said that the preseason games is where he's going to take most of his quarterback evaluation, and rightfully so, because you talk about winning football, playing winning football, it's got to happen in games, in a game setting with live snaps. So that's going to be the most important thing, but early in camp, we're not seeing that. And so we'll see.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. We'll have an update again on Wednesday and then Friday. Break down what we see out of the first preseason game, Packers and Texans. Looking forward to it.
All right, take care.
Thanks, man. That's Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and our Green and Gold football analyst here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Before Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Get these words from Gary Ellerson in the Jewelry Center.
Yeah, talk about my good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center, located on 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, off Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building, and new location, folks, in Burlington, Wisconsin. Right there in Burlington for you good people. Hey, listen, you want to get the most money for your old gold or jewelry, then it is the Jewelry Center. It is my good friend Dean Murray. He's the owner. He's always there. If you're looking to get the best possible deal on a piece of jewelry, any piece of jewelry, it is the Jewelry Center. And you can always catch Dean at 76 and Layton Plaza. He's mostly there, but sometimes he'll go out to Brookfield and hang out there. One thing I like about Dean is that he is always at his stores, and he is absolutely incredible in that way, a hands-on owner. Guys, if you're looking to get these good deals, here's what you got to do. You just got to walk in the door and ask for Dean Murray and tell Dean Murray the boys from the Big Show sent you.
We'll reset the big topics on the Wendy's Big Show. Give you the final say on them at 414-799-1250 next before Steve Sparky Pfeiffer has the On Deck Show at 5:30. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.